This is News Radio 92.3. Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Gracie, good to see you today. And we have another busy day in store. Lots going on, lots to talk about. One of those odd days where there's just so much going on throughout the world. But the biggest story of the day is actually a sports story, and in the world of golf, believe it or not. We'll get to all that and plenty more today as we're here for you, taking you on your drive home wherever you're headed. And getting you caught up with all of the news of the day. We'll start here locally where we do, at least earlier on this afternoon, had a problem down in the southwest side of town on the roads. We'll see if that's still the case. Gracie has traffic and weather together.
Roads are actually looking good right now. Slowdowns at 98 and Navy Boulevard have cleared up, so nothing too bad to slow you down there. And if you do see something else that's out of the ordinary slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru, and Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. For weather, we do have some chances of rain for this afternoon, just 30% right now, but nothing in our area currently that's going to come some rain, but just keep that in mind. 30% for this afternoon and tonight with a low of 71 for tonight. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start with our top three stories where former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is in New Hampshire. He has already filed his paperwork today, and he will launch his second bid for the White House. He first ran back in 2016 and dropped out of the race to support former President Trump. Now, he's expected to paint himself as the most anti-Trump Republican option out there. Believe that his town hall is scheduled to start around 5:30, so we'll try to pop in for a little bit live as he announces his run for president today.
And a federal district judge in Tallahassee is blocking the ban on transgender care for minors. Senate Bill 254 includes criminal penalties for medical professionals who violate the law. Today's ruling allowed the medical care to continue while legal challenges play out in court.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit China in the coming weeks. This comes as the U.S. and China have been working to reset relations after a tense year. Most recently, there have been two aggressive maneuvers made by a Chinese fighter jet and warship. Blinken's scheduled trip in February was postponed after a Chinese spy balloon incident. We all remember that. Here locally, we heard from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves in the aftermath of two top city leaders being placed on administrative leave. He took time to address that today.
The administrative leave was a procedural element of being presented with releases, and it's limited to that. Again, out of respect for them, I want to clarify there is nothing that has happened that put them on administrative leave that was below board or unethical.
Late last month, Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell and Parks and Rec Director Adrian Stills were placed on leave. Reeve says that they were both presented with release offers and had 21 days to respond. Stills has not done so at this time. However, Powell has since resigned. In Alabama, two men facing charges here in Okaloosa County for trying to solicit 14-year-old girls for sex. 36-year-old Armin Culbreth and 28-year-old Stephen Williamson are charged with obscene communication and public order crimes. In both cases, according to arrest reports, the men contacted undercover cops on social media apps who were posing as 14-year-olds. Upcoming Leadership Pensacola class for 2024 is looking for worthy proposals for its class project. Interested organizations are asked to submit an application to the Greater Pensacola Chamber by June 30th. All finalists will be notified to present their proposed projects for the 2024 LEAP class in greater detail, and then class members will vote on the project to implement. You can view and download the RFP and application form at PensacolaChamber.com. And back to the city of Pensacola, Mayor Reeves and District 4 Councilman Jared Moore are having a town hall meeting scheduled at 5:30. That's at the Bayview Community Center. Reeves and Moore will have opening remarks and then turn it over to you, the citizens, to ask questions and provide comments regarding the city of Pensacola. 4:15 right now, we'll get another check of the roads and weather together.
Roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. If you see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, give me a call at 850-2626-111 with your traffic details. For weather, we do have a small chance of percentage of rain throughout this afternoon and tonight, just 30% with a low of 71 for this evening. It is 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
In a battle continuing to brew between California and Florida, we first heard about this yesterday over the shipping of migrants. Governor Gavin Newsom taking to Twitter, where he appeared to be threatening Governor DeSantis with kidnapping charges. This stemming from South American migrants being sent to Sacramento, allegedly by the state of Florida.
Take vulnerable people, put them on a plane, and fly them to a place where they know no one, where they're scared, where they're vulnerable, just so you can score points with your primary voters.
And that's Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who says he supports the criminal investigation.
Governor Ron DeSantis takes aim at big tech companies. He signed legislation known as the Digital Bill of Rights. DeSantis says it creates privacy protections for residents by giving them control of their personal data and banning government officials from coordinating with tech companies and to censor free speech. The law also requires search engines like Google to get permission before they can collect data and sell user data.
Cops in Ocala say a mother was fatally shot through the front door of her neighbor's home while her 9-year-old son stood next to her. Investigators say 35-year-old Ajike Owens had a 2.5-year feud with her neighbor, as cops had been dispatched to their apartments at least 6 times since January of 2021. They're investigating possible self-defense claims before they can move forward with any criminal charges.
In closing arguments are taking place today in the murder trial of former FSU football star Travis Rudolph. Rudolph himself testified yesterday. He says that he ran inside his house and grabbed a rifle after one of the men pulled the gun from his pocket. Prosecutors say that the men were already leaving the Lake Park home when the defendant fired 39 shots at their vehicle.
And more, Floridians will soon qualify for a state program designed to protect homes from hurricane-forced winds. Governor DeSantis recently signed a bill that adds $100 million to the My Safe Florida Home Grant Program. Homeowners will be able to apply for up to $10,000 to put towards replacing their roofs, garage doors, and windows, and the program will be able to fund an additional 10,000 residents. The text line is always open. You can weigh in on anything we're talking about, 850-437-1620. Always love getting your thoughts and opinions, also your traffic tips as well. Certainly appreciated and very important in getting folks home safely. We'll take a break, come back with national headlines on a busy Tuesday. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking for an affordable healthcare solution? Check out ProHealth. ProHealth's medical membership provides unlimited primary care visits with $0 copay, Teladoc, 24/7 virtual care access with $0 copay. Minor emergency care, chronic disease management, 25% off lab work and procedures, free annual flu vaccine, free annual physical, free monthly B12 shot, and more for only $45 a month. No appointment needed. Just walk in one of their 7 locations. ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just shy of 425. We'll get an updated look on the roads and our first warning weather forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything going on around the world today. And we'll continue on with national headlines. Our top three stories, by the way, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, now a little over an hour away or so from announcing his presidential campaign. He's going to do that from a town hall meeting in New Hampshire. Big story in Florida today, federal district judge blocking the ban on transgender care for minors. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit China in the coming weeks after his scheduled trip in February was postponed during the Chinese spy balloon incident. Happening in the world today, federal investigators looking into former President Trump's handling of classified documents are raising suspicion about a flood at Mar-a-Lago. CNN reports a Mar-a-Lago employee flooded a room where surveillance footage was stored while draining the resort pool about 2 months after FBI removed hundreds of classified documents from Trump's private resort. The FBI looking into whether that was accidental or intentional.
And explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russia-controlled southern Ukraine sent torrents of floodwaters across the region on Monday, with each side blaming the other. The dam was built in the 1950s and holds back the amount of water that's about equivalent to the Great Salt Lake in Utah.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams is proposing an interesting plan to start paying New Yorkers to house migrants in their homes.
There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms.
And Adams floated the idea yesterday while announcing an agreement with some 50 houses of worship that'll start housing adult male migrants. The New York Post says the city could pay a place of worship $125 for each asylum seeker per day.
4 of 25 right now. More national headlines coming in just a bit. But on the roads, I-10 and I-110 looking good right now. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Beginning on July 1st, ECUA customers are going to need to schedule a bulk waste pickup by calling customer service. You can find out more at ecua.fl.gov. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tonight, there's just a small chance a shower or a storm pops up, and overnight lows will be in the low 70s. A little cooler for some of the inland areas. Heading through the next couple of days, we've got about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly be in the mid-80s. Ahead to the weekend, looks like just a small chance for a shower and some nice weather, typical for this time of the year. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Also, Congressman George Santos says he isn't saying who paid his bail for out of jail. His attorneys want their IDs sealed. A federal judge, however, is allowing the names to be released, and he's given Santos until noon on Friday to appeal. Media outlets in the House of Ethics Committee want those names, and Santos' legal team says revealing their identities could spur retaliation, possible job loss, and possible physical harm to them.
The mother of the 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher is facing federal charges. Deja Taylor is charged with being an unlawful user of a controlled substance in possession of a firearm and making a false statement when buying the gun. Court documents allege she claimed to not be an unlawful user when purchasing a handgun last year, even though she was a marijuana user.
An Oklahoma school board has approved what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. It voted 3-2 on Monday to approve the charter's application. The online school would be run by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and the religious teachings would be part of the curriculum. Oklahoma's attorney general says the legal action will come as soon as the contract is signed, saying it is unconstitutional.
So there are districts elsewhere in the county that have issues with charter schools. That's good to know. That's good to know. A new push in Congress to keep AM radio in newer car models.
Whether that's information during an emergency local news or community-specific programming, AM radio delivers for consumers.
And both Republicans and Democrats are voicing support over the new bill that would require car makers to keep AM radio. A House subcommittee had a hearing over the bill today.
In investigators are dealing with a difficult tyrant as they attempt to recover pieces of the private plane that crashed in Virginia. The NTSB says they're trying to figure out if the cabin lost pressure and caused everyone aboard to lose consciousness. That's what happened in the 1999 plane crash that killed the pro golfer Payne Stewart.
I remember that. That was a very big deal at the time that it happened. He was very popular. So that's a sad situation all the way around. Mm-hmm. By the way, today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin marking the anniversary in France today.
Courage won out over terror. Daring over cruelty. And liberty won out over tyranny.
He joined World War II veterans, praising the bravery of all those who fought. That is, I've been to France. I did not get a chance to go really outside of Paris, but if I ever get the chance, I would love to go back. I would love to go to Normandy, and that's definitely on my bucket list of places to see. And 79th anniversary of D-Day, certainly want to take time to recognize that and thank the veterans who were involved, and especially those who are still with us here today. Finally, President Biden holding his first cabinet meeting since declaring his candidacy for re-election. Just before the meeting, Biden told reporters that the group will discuss implementing the laws his administration has passed through Congress and also continuing to invest in America. Here's a little of what he had to say.
Invest in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
So that was Biden's first cabinet meeting today. We're about an hour away now from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, expected to formally declare that he is in the race for president. We'll be interested to hear what he has to say. We'll try to carry some of his comments live as he has a town hall from New Hampshire today. Fox News Update is next. It's 4:30. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Tom Graham, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, filed to run for president today. He's just the latest in a crowded GOP primary. Several candidates are hitting the campaign trail, praising their records.
Number one for education freedom and number one for parental involvement in education, which is very important.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis praising education in his state. He's been barnstorming the campaign trail. On the Democrat side, President Biden has largely stayed off the trail.
The president might not be hitting the road anytime soon, but the campaign is certainly getting his campaign on the road for him in the form of billboards around Washington, D.C. and some battleground states, and also an ad campaign on the debt ceiling deal.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's a bit of a mystery as to how it happened, but Tesla announced today that all of its Model 3 vehicles are now eligible for the full $7,500 tax credit under last year's Inflation Reduction Act. It previously only got buyers half that amount. The Internal Revenue Service verified Tesla's claim today, announcing on its website all Model 3 and Model Y vehicles qualify for the $7,500. Tesla shares rose 1.7% today, and they're up another 1.1% after hours. Stocks finished the regular session a smidge higher. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 eked out 10-point gains each. The Nasdaq Composite rose 47. In Florida, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a new state law that prohibits gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. District Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction barring enforcement of the law, signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis last month, a law that codifies rules banning medical care for transgender adolescents. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Well, that didn't take long. The PGA Tour reversed course, announcing their merger with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour roughly 15 months after LIV launched. The PGA Tour claimed that not doing business with the Saudis on principle was their main focus, but clearly it never was. Whatever moral high ground the PGA claimed to hold is now long gone. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Thinking about washing your car? Right now, you can get the Armor All Ultimate Car Care Detailing 8-Piece Kit for only $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes, all together in a bucket. Give your car the shine it deserves at the right price, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. And Tuesday night means one thing on Pensacola Beach. That's Bands on the Beach happening today. That's going to be starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Tonight, it's Tyler Mack taking the stage, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority putting on Bands on the Beach. He shared the stage and opened up for everyone from the Allman Brothers, or Johnny Winter, Ted Nugent, John Rich, and the list goes on and on. So it's going to be a great night. Again, that starts at 7, Pensacola Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. Just a little bit late to traffic on the fives. We're going to get a look at the roads and weather. We're looking good right now this Tuesday. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110, as well as 98 moving nicely throughout Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze. Navarre, you will see your typical afternoon traffic getting out of Mary Esther heading into Navarre on 98, as well as leaving Navarre Beach. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Stroma on WEAR.
Over the next couple of days, we do have a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. That rain chance runs at about 40%. Otherwise, it'll be sun and clouds in the skies. Highs will mainly be in the mid to maybe upper 80s, a little bit warmer for some of the inland areas. Jumping ahead to the weekend, rain chance is pretty low at only around 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, I'll just say that, you know, with Bands on the Beach, I mean, the weather is going to be really great for that. It's not too hot.
Oh, it's going to be perfect.
The sun's going to go down. You get the nice sea breeze out there.
And the sunset's been nice.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, it was really nice, so... If you haven't been on Bands on the Beach, it's really fun.
It's been years since I've been out there. And of course, you know, now I'm here.
But
if there was a night, I would think about it tonight because of the weather. So just throwing that out there as well. You may have caught it in the sports update, but one of the big stories today came from the world of sports, golf, where that doesn't happen ever, really. But bombshell news this morning, late this morning, that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf will merge. Now you say, well, what in the world is the big deal? Well, the reason it's a big deal is because if you are not at all familiar, I'll just kind of paint a picture here of background. So about a year or two ago, LIV Golf came on the scene as a new tour that is backed financially by a fund that is coming from the Saudi Arabian government. And they started the effort of putting this tour together, and in doing so, tried to poach as many PGA Tour golfers as they possibly could. Some of the golfers that they were able to get: Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson. List goes on and on and on. And as this was going on, the PGA Tour was caught in this, and there were PGA golfers that were taking sides, and the PGA Tour were ostracizing the golfers who were jumping ship, and media members too, because it wasn't just about, well, they were leaving for much higher pay, but it was that the Saudi tour was, quote, sports washing. They were using the golfers and the sport of golf to sports wash, to kind of cover or to make less the atrocities, quote unquote, that the Saudi Arabian government has been accused of doing and has even, you know, I would say proven to do. And the PGA Tour used 9/11 as a way to kind of paint these guys, the LIV Tour, as, you know, hey, this is what they are about. It's blood money. Their hands are in on this, rather than really what was all about to begin with was, hey, they're paying these golfers a lot more money than we are, and they don't have to play in as nearly as many events. This was PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan about a year ago to the day.
As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
So, you know, in the past year, the LIV Tour is, I wouldn't say taken off necessarily, because, I mean, they're still not really on TV, not a whole lot's really known about it. But they have had golfers, most notably Brooks Koepka, who just won the PGA Championship. Definitely a black eye for the PGA. Bubba Watson has had to answer questions in the media about, you know, his reasons for joining. You know, all these golfers have had to deal with the questions about taking the Saudi money and all this. And so this morning it breaks on Twitter that all of a sudden the PGA Tour and LIV Golf are buddy-buddy again. And they're merging, and all the lawsuits that have been filed, the countersuits and everything like that, that's just gone away. What blood money?
A lot of people have been reading about the tension, and that we've talked a lot. And I said previously that we were going down our path, they were going down theirs. And today, that tension goes away.
It's just gone. It's over. We're all good. So, you know, and a lot of people, and rightly so, you know, criticizing Jay Monahan for, you know, the comments and just the everything that's been going on the past year about LIV versus PGA. So not to really bore you with any more details, but the reason it's so shocking is because of what the PGA Tour has been saying. And so now the two sides are merging. There's going to be a new company that they will combine into, and, you know, the future of golf as we know it is going to be changed. We have no idea what that looks like, but big story today, and has dominated a lot of the conversation around the country and around the world today. Some other sports news quickly here before we get an updated traffic and weather hit. The Golden Knights now two wins away from winning the Stanley Cup, putting a hurting on the Panthers last night, 7-2. Baseball games today, the Braves taking on the Mets at 6:20. That one's on national TV, TBS. The Rays taking on the Twins. That starts in an hour. The Marlins and the Royals start in an hour as well. Tough news for Jacob deGrom, the pitcher for the Texas Rangers. The Rangers say that he will have Tommy John surgery, and he has had, needless to say, just a endless string of injury problems over the last 3 to 4 years. And he just in December signed a free agent contract with the Rangers, 5 years, $185 million. And now he is out for at least a year. So tough break for the Rangers and for Jacob DeGrom there. 4:45, we'll take a break and take a look on the roads and first warning weather.
Our roads are looking good right now with nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. If you see something else causing delays, you see an accident and have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, definitely going to be hot throughout the rest of the week with highs in the mid-80s and even going to hit 90 on Thursday. We do have some chances of rain throughout the afternoon. That's each afternoon this week, ranging from about 30 to 50% chance of rain. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some health, business, and science notes today, pharmaceutical giant Merck is suing the feds over Medicare drug prices. The company filed the suit this morning over a new law giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices directly with pharmaceutical companies. Merck claims the law is unconstitutional because it would force the company to provide medication at government-set prices.
And union members are on the verge of taking a vote to authorize a strike against UPS. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters in the Shipping Company are trying to put come to an agreement, a new agreement, before their contracts run out at the end of July. The vote is going to be held this week.
We talked a little bit about yesterday, Apple. They had a good day in terms of the stock market as they announced iOS 17 that isn't coming out until the fall with the coordination of their new iPhones. But the reality headset making waves, it's going to set you back $3,500.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro.
Apple revealing a mixed reality headset, its first new product in years.
You can see, hear, and interact with digital content just like it's in your physical space.
So the headset is built with 5 sensors, 6 microphones, and 12 cameras, and will be available starting early next year. So Gracie, since 2007, we had the iPhone. So obviously mass adoption there that changed the world. I would say the Apple Watch has done that as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of people with Apple Watches, it's, you know, easily the number one smartwatch. Do you think that the virtual reality headset that Apple puts out will be in that same class, you know, with the price tag $3,500? Do you think at any point do you see that being a mass adoption where people are just walking around with their iPhone, their Apple Watch, and their VR headset?
I think it's going to take longer than the Apple Watch, but I think it's going to get there.
Okay.
I mean, that's the direction everything's going, whether we like it or not. Because I feel like that's kind of how the Apple Watch first, like, why do I need a computer on my wrist? I can have a normal watch. But then you get the Apple Watch after a while, and you're like, oh, now I kind of understand. It's kind of nice to have this.
Well, I think so, the price is going to have to come way down.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I remember back when HDTVs first came on the scene, you know, you had the analog and like the boat anchors for televisions. And the first HDTVs that came out, I mean, they were just so expensive. And then, you know, as technology improves and everything comes out, you know, the prices get lower and lower and lower, where, you know, you still have the high of the high end selling for, you know, a few thousand dollars. But, you know, you can get a reasonably priced HD TV now, you know, anywhere you go. So, yeah, mass adoption is all about the cost. I mean, you know, the demand is it certainly has to be there, but the cost is going to have to be way down. I just cannot wrap my head around, if you've seen this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have a great idea of how you can use it. Like, if I have it on, could I, like, watch a movie, like, on my head, like, where it's just, like, playing for my eyes?
Yeah, I think your whole room is your, like, TV screen, your movie screen, or your app. So I guess, like, your apps are up there, and somehow you can just, like, move your finger to, like, press the apps, and it presses. I don't really like the idea of, okay, everyone, let's sit down for family movie night and put our headsets on.
And then put your headsets on.
Like, that just sounds like a...
Yeah, it defeats the purpose
like
of family night.
Everyone on the air, everyone on the airplane.
But you know what? We're doing that
puts
now,
the
though.
Goggles on.
We're doing that now, though. How many times... I mean, families have rules about, hey, your phone cannot be at the dinner table.
Yeah.
You know, so many families are just sitting there in either a living room or family room or whatever, dinner time, they're just sitting on their couch, they're just playing the phone.
Yeah. Toddlers on the tablet, everyone else on the phone. So I think it's going to take a little bit longer because of the price and, you know, having to wrap your head around, put in one of those things on. But I think eventually, I guess that's we're headed.
4:50 right now. We'll take a break, come back with some more pop culture, wacky, weird stuff, and, of course, good news. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes for us? In Escambia County, they do. The millions who visit here spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay lower the tax burden for locals. Visitor spending supports over 22,000 jobs, providing $638 million in local wages. Sure, being a tourism destination means we might have to wait a little longer for a restaurant table or park a little farther to get to our favorite shops. But it's a small price to pay when you consider the contributions those temporary visitors make to our permanent slice of paradise. So keep on welcoming visitors with our famous Southern hospitality and invite your friends and family to visit, because tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
The real estate market changes so quickly,
it's hard to keep up.
Fortunately, all you need to do is stay informed by professionals like Team Sandy Blanton Realty. Join Sandy Blanton this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Recommended by Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, Sandy will help you navigate through this ever-changing world with tips on buying or selling a home this Thursday at 10:30 with Team Sandy Blanton Realty on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here on News Radio 92.3, we're talking last segment about the newest invention coming from the mind of Apple, the reality headset. Texter says, Apple is always shameless about rebranding and overcharging for existing tech. This MSRP is laughably out of touch. $3,500 on the surface is, wow, that's a lot of money. But $40 per month on your Apple card over 3 years. Or whatever.
Yeah. You really got to want it.
That doesn't sound too bad after all, does it?
Yeah. And then once other people have it, that's what it starts getting other people wanting it. So,
yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
This could have been local news. It could be good news. It could be pop culture. But, one thing making big waves around here is one of the most popular comedians in the world is coming to Pensacola this fall.
I wish for a world tour. Bigger than anything I could have ever dreamed of. And I want it full, sold out, with people from across the world who just want to come out, have a good time, and laugh. Can you give me that?
Prepare yourself for the tour of a lifetime. Your wish is my command.
So that was Matt Rife, joined by his genie, who looked an awful lot like Ashton Kutcher. And Rife will be at the Sanger Theater on Sunday, October 8th. Just perusing through social media, I know that there's a pre-sale today, and those are all gone.
Yeah.
And then there's a general public sale. Who knows how many tickets are left over, but we're going to have a mini Taylor Swift thing on our hands here in Pensacola, because folks are going to log on at 10 o'clock when tickets go on sale, and they're going to be gone.
Well, I've seen him on TikTok, but I'm not a huge fan, but my friends are. So the group chat at 10 a.m. when the tickets were going on sale, everyone was trying to get tickets. I guess they're like $500 on Vivid Seats, which is like resale. But they sold out real quick. So It's exciting, though. And
it is.
He's going to be all over Florida. I think he's going to Jacksonville, Orlando. Mm-hmm. So a lot of places.
Very cool. Yeah, Sunday, October 8th is when Rife will be at the Sanger Theater. And again, the general public sale is Friday morning. 4:55, get a quick check of the roads and our weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. And if you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, there's just a small chance a shower or a storm pops up and overnight lows will be in the low 70s. A little cooler for some of the inland areas. Heading through the next couple of days, we've got about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly be in the mid-80s. Ahead to the weekend, looks like just a small chance for a shower and some nice weather, typical for this time of the year. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And the cheesiest roadside attraction has arrived in Joshua Tree, California. Cheez-It is inviting travelers to visit its unique rest stop that fills up their car with the world's first Cheez-It pump. It's designed to pump bags of Cheez-It snacks inside the car.
Hmm. Are you a big fan of Cheez-It?
Not really.
If somebody offers me a bag, I'm not going to say no, I don't like it, but it's not what I would actively search for in a grocery store.
Yeah, some people are like, oh, Cheez-Its are the best snack ever. Yeah. Like, they kind of taste like goldfish to me, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like, yeah, goldfish are better, way better.
I probably won't go to Joshua Tree, California.
I'm not going to go for it, but if I happen to be passing along the way and say, oh, hey, there's a Cheez-It thing there. Exactly.
The first one ever.
A photo of a seventh grader's handwritten book report is going viral because he obviously used ChatGPT to cheat. The book report was on the 1989 book, The Joy Luck Club. And the first clue a kid didn't write it is by using the word poignant. Also, the second clue is that the sentence, quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions, was written out verbatim. So, yeah, you gotta proofread that, man. You know, if something sounds off, he just went all in on the ChatGPT and said, I don't care what this spits out. That's what I'm using for my book report.
That poor seventh grader was probably so happy. Like, I'm
that poor seventh grader?
Well,
no.
He's like, thought he cheated the system. Like, this is going to be great. And he didn't even take that out.
What if you're a teacher? If you're a teacher, I would love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. How are you approaching this whole new world of ChatGPT? You know, because, I mean, kids are going to try it, you know, every way in the sun. So, I mean, how do you know? And just what are some things that, I don't know, maybe they don't want to spill their secrets of detecting it. But I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah. Another kind of weird one out of Miami. A man in Miami decided to rob a cell phone repair store last week. He was trying to keep his identity hidden for a while. He wore a cardboard box over his head. He stole 19 iPhones and $8,000 cash. But then for some reason, at one point, he raises the box up and shows his face. That's all the cops needed to identify him as the 33-year-old Claude Griffin, and he was arrested that same day.
Hundreds of San Diego residents got the scare of their life recently. 400 residents opened their mailbox to find letters saying they have cancer, but they actually don't. Grail, the maker of Gallery blood tests, says that their tests can detect more than 50 types of cancer, but a software glitch sent out cancer diagnosis letters.
Oh, gosh.
Retraction letters were sent out within 36 hours. I mean,
you think someone got fired for that?
I don't know.
Just a bad approach?
There was a lot of calls to the office, that's for sure. It's like, I haven't seen a doctor in 3 years. How do I? Wow, that's crazy. 4:59, we've got Channel 3 News coming up here at 5 o'clock. We'll see in about 12 minutes for a complete rundown of everything happening today. Also expecting Governor Chris Christie to formally announce his candidacy for president. That's supposed to start around 5:30. We'll try to carry some of that live for you as well. It's Pensacola right now on a Tuesday here at News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Pictures of an adult giving pornographic magazines to minor school-age boys.
A local high school teacher pushing to expand a book ban across county lines.
This is wrong, and it's got to stop. It's un-American.
A Texas sheriff bringing criminal charges over actions involving the Florida governor, the allegations in the migrant flight case.
And the largest human rights group in the country issuing a national state of emergency. Why they say the LGBTQ community is under attack.
WEAR News at 5 starts now.
We've sent National Guard to the border to help with what's going on down there, and we even sent illegal aliens to beautiful Martha's Vineyard.
And of course, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida announcing last September that he had sent a flight of migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Those 49 migrants were transported from San Antonio.
In a new development, the Bayard County Sheriff's Office says it has filed a criminal case with the District Attorney's Office. Sheriff's Office says that criminal case is about an incident from September 20th to 22nd when 49 migrants were lured from San Antonio's Migrant Resource Center and flown to Martha's Vineyard. Now, the case filed includes both felony and misdemeanor charges of unlawful restraint.
These folks are on their journey and their last leg of their journey so that they could be reunited with loved ones, families, and friends in the interior part of the country. They shouldn't be used like a piñata, like a political piñata, and beat up on all for pure political posturing. This is wrong, and it's got to stop. It's un-American.
The investigation comes as California is seeing more migrants being transported there by air. Yesterday, a second group of 20 migrants arrived in Sacramento on a private plane from Texas. But officials in California believe Governor DeSantis is behind the flights. There's still no word from Texas.